You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a master class in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are continuing in the Session Savvy series, and we are going to talk through the fact that oftentimes aggression is connected to anger in the responses that we provide to a child. But that is not an assumption that we should be making. So we have to be really careful about the notion that if a child is behaving or playing aggressively, that anger is at the root of it. So we're going to unpack that together. Before we do that, I wanted to thank you all so much for all of the texts and emails and messages and all of you that reached out to check in with us about the storm. Thank you for just being mindful that Helene was hitting Florida and many of you knew I was on a cruise. So a lot of you were checking to see if our cruise was going to be okay and if our house was okay and if we were safe and if there was damage. So lots of folks in our community have had to deal with quite a bit. A lot of them still don't have power. And this is almost a week later at this point. And a lot of them had significant damage, a lot of flooding, a lot of people lost everything, especially toward the coast. Everything was completely flooded and ruined, but we thankfully were inland enough that we didn't have any issues. And so thank you so much for all of you that were concerned and prayed for us and reached out and let us know that you were thinking of us. That really meant a lot. And also noteworthy, thank you for giving me a week off of podcasting. I know many of you were like, oh my gosh, what's going on? There were no podcasts this week. I was on a boat. Actually, I was corrected this week by the cruise director. It is a ship. So I was on a ship this week and I was not able to do podcasts because I didn't have reliable internet and it was hard to do the things that we would normally do. But I just want to let you know that we had a lovely time. Thanks for your grace in giving me a week off of the episodes. Thank you for checking in. That really meant a lot. Okay, so let's talk through anger not being the root of aggressive play. So what often will happen is a therapist will watch the child start hitting Bobo, for example. And so child is just punching, kicking, hitting, smacking, all of that on Bobo. And because we've trained ourselves, ideally, to make sure that we reflect feelings, we tend to say, oh, you're so angry, you're hitting him. All right, so here's where session savvy needs to be in our brains. Unless the child is verbally or emotionally indicating anger, just because they're hitting something, just because they're kicking something, just because they're throwing something, it does not mean that they are angry. It does not mean that it's rooted in anger at all. So we have to be really intentional about recognizing aggressive play and aggressive behavior as just that. If it's a power and control issue, they're thrilled that they get to have control and power over Bobo. If it is the release of anxiety, they are relieved that they get to get all of this pent-up angst that they've been holding on to out. If it is a pendulum swing where they have felt that they never have anyone that listens to anything they say, and so now they're going to order Bobo around, and if it doesn't do exactly what it's told to do, then there are consequences. So it can be to enact justice. They would feel very validated that they got to make sure that justice was served because they didn't do what the Bobo didn't do what it was told to do. So notice that there can be all kinds of root causes in aggressive play and aggressive behavior in the playroom. And so what I see on videos a lot as I'm watching play sessions is we default to saying, you're so angry, you're so mad. And unless the child says something to indicate that, or it's very clear from their nonverbals, their facial expression, their tone of voice, we know 100% that they're angry. We do not want to draw that conclusion. So the goal for that kind of scenario is to either just track behavior. If we're not confident in reflecting the feeling, then we would stop at just tracking the behavior. So you're hitting him really hard. Oh, you kicked him. You got him. You knocked him over. That's very safe. One of the three reflective responses, we can always lead with that. Or we give ourselves a moment and we truly assess, what's the root of this? If it's power and control, we're going to acknowledge something completely different than if it's release of anxiety, than if it's good versus bad play, than if it's dictatorial power grab. Is it justice, insatiable need for justice? Now, verbal aggression, there's a similar track here, because often kids, whether they're being physically aggressive toward Bobo or not, usually if they're doing physical aggression, they then can move into verbal aggression. So we also don't want to assume there's anger in that. So the kid's saying, you're an idiot. You're so stupid. You can't even fight. You don't even know what to do. You have no idea. You're just going to have to lay there. Yeah, that's what I said. Don't get back up. All right. It sounds angry, but we can't make the assumption that it's rooted in that. This could be role reversal. Those are the kinds of things that that child hears all the time from someone in their life. Or it's good versus bad, and the bad guy needs to be told off. So there's always more going on than just anger, even though it's easy to connect aggression and anger. But as a CCPT, our goal is to identify the root issue number one, and then recognize what kind of emotion is being expressed. So that's our challenge, that's our goal, to make sure that as we are watching aggressive play, we don't default to, you're so mad, you're so upset, you're so angry. Let's spend a minute, give ourselves a beat, and dive into, where is this coming from? What theme am I seeing? What is the root issue that I know this child is dealing with? Where are they in the process? There's all of these considerations that should be swirling through our heads, which will lead us to a much more accurate feeling reflection in that scenario. So I hope that that is helpful. And thank you very much. A lot of you have really given me some feedback about this Session Savvy series. So I'm glad that it's helpful and I'm glad that you're enjoying it. And we probably have, I don't know, five or so more that we'll go through. And a lot of you are actually really transparent emailing me saying, yeah, I feel like you did that episode for me because I do that all the time. I promise you, I'm not singling out any specific person. This is a collective. I see it all the time with all kinds of people. But if you feel like I'm talking directly to you, then that means that you're aware and you're working on that. So I'm happy to hear that. All right, y'all. I love you. We will talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.